AIDS, Condoms versus Chastity. An editorial written by John F. Fink, editor emeritus, and read by Brandon Evans, online editor. Appeared in the June 30, 2006 issue of the Criterion. On May 3rd, a group that included this writer visited the Hector Peterson School in one of the shanty towns in Cape Town, South Africa. The school is teaching 1,619 students in 12 grades. They come from tiny homes made of corrugated steel inhabited by about 600,000 people in Cape Town. In a high percentage of these homes, teens are heads of the family because their parents have died of AIDS. We don't have the latest figures, but in 2002, an average of 1,370 people per day died of AIDS in South Africa. That country is only one of the sub-Saharan countries of Africa that have been ravaged by AIDS. The disease, of course, is spreading also here in America, and is spreading quickly to India and other parts of the world. The world knows that HIV/AIDS is spread through sexual promiscuity. The way our secular culture has chosen to fight the disease is by distributing condoms. In South Africa alone, 198 million condoms were distributed in 1999. Again, we don't have the latest figures. That solution, though, hasn't worked. The more condoms distributed, the higher the rate of HIV infections. Either they aren't used consistently or correctly, fewer than half of those distributed in South Africa were used, or they deteriorate in quality. There is, though, a way to stop the spread of HIV. It's called chastity. Naturally, the idea that teens and young adults will actually abstain from sex is poo-pooed by sophisticated people. Nevertheless, they are. The possibility of contracting HIV/AIDS is a powerful incentive to refrain from sex. The Economist reported in its June 3rd issue that figures from UNAIDS show that the proportion of people having sex before they reach the age of 15 had dropped in 8 of the 11 African countries studied. Parts of Africa where prevention methods hadn't worked before. Whisper it softly in the halls of activism, the article stated, but abstinence before marriage and fidelity within it may actually be working. In some countries, at least, young people are becoming less promiscuous. The age of first intercourse is rising, and the number of sexual partners taken each year is falling. That's the approach taken by PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. We believe it's the correct approach. An article in the June issue of Crisis magazine by Sue Ellen Browder reports on a successful campaign against HIV/AIDS in Uganda. It used an ABC approach. Abstain, be faithful, or for those who refuse to do either, use condoms. Using that program, rates of 13 to 16-year-olds having sex in one district of Uganda plummeted from nearly 60% in 1994 to less than 5% in 2001. Less than 10% of unmarried Ugandan women reported multiple partners, and national HIV infection rates fell between 1992 and 2002 from 21% to 6%. Randall Stoneburner and Daniel Lobier of Cambridge University observed in Science magazine, Uganda has shown a 70% decline in HIV prevalence since the early 1990s, linked to a 60% reduction in casual sex. Browder wrote that Dr. Edward C. Green, a research scientist at Harvard School of Public Health, reported in the Journal of Medicine and The Person that the ABC approach is also working in other African nations. In Kenya, he wrote, the response to AIDS before 1999 was supplying and promoting condoms. After the ABC approach was introduced that year, between 1998 and 2003, among never-married people ages 15 to 24, the number of individuals abstaining from sex rose from 44% to 59% among men, and from 68% to 79% among women. The number of women with multiple partners dropped from 4% to 2%, while the number among men dropped from 30% to 17%. Meanwhile, the overall prevalence of HIV in adults went from 10% to 6.7%. As Browder wrote in her article in Crisis, the only surefire way to prevent AIDS in general population and epidemics is to urge people to abstain or be faithful to their spouses. Condoms should be offered only as a last resort to those unwilling to do A or B. That's not religion, but a verified recent scientific finding. For more news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.